And away we go. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday, February the 5th, 2020, 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. And as many of you know, we lost a real family member here at the station, Marge Hazlett, on Sunday. And we did this morning just get the visitation and funeral arrangements for people who want to know this. This will be on the obituary report, probably starting at 10 a.m. this morning. Visitation will be this coming Friday, February the 7th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the First United Church of Christ, 930 Harding Memorial Parkway, and the funeral will follow Friday morning at 12 p.m. So that is the funeral. Those are the funeral arrangements for the late Marge Hazlett, who passed away Sunday at the age of 85. One of our dear friends here at the station. I'd known Marge for 20 years. She was one of my college professors and spent 4 years here at the station doing the Talk of the Town program and the Exchange Club program right up through February 15th of last year was her last broadcast. So we will certainly miss you, Marge, quite a bit. Now, let's see here. What do we have to talk about? Well, there are a few more things I wanted to talk about this morning in regard to things that went on television last night. And do want to remind you, Charlie Evers is coming up when this program's over today, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And then Glenn Coble with A Progressive Life from 12 to 1 today. And then we also have Nate Redmond, Offbeat News and Trivia from 4 to 5, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6 to 7 tonight. So lots of great stuff coming up here today on WWGH Radio. Now, before we went to break, we were once again discussing my bestie, Abby Crowman, who was in studio here a week ago, and before the break, we were discussing some of her idiosyncrasies. Now, she's become a pretty avid listener of the program. I do have to give her that. She does usually bring up something, because I see her every day. So she does usually bring up to me every day something that happened on the show, more than not, and I appreciate that. But she certainly is not always right. She certainly has her flaws, but don't we all? And one of her flaws is I think she gets overwrought with anger when it comes to certain things. And I think this morning, again, the conversation that I was having about she's just a sore loser and, you know, sometimes she gets overwrought with anger has once again gotten under her skin. And, you know, I don't know if she'll call or not, but because who knows what she's doing. She should be out getting me a diet soda from McDonald's right now. Now, I thank yesterday Zach Fuller for bringing me a diet soda from McDonald's. That's become my whole thing. Now, I never ask anybody, but if they show up with one between 8 and 10 in the morning, I certainly would not turn it away. But this, you know, that's where I think Abby should be right now, is getting me a large diet soda from McDonald's. But, you know, you can't win them all. But I don't know if she's going to call in or not, but I do know that she was heavily angered this morning because I was getting the text messages. Well, I guess it's not really a text message. I guess it's a Facebook messenger thing. And, you know, she was kind of having a nervous breakdown like somebody who has heavy anger issues would. So we will see what happens here. Now, we are going to start doing a podcast. Now, it's not just going to be Abby and I, because there would probably be bloodshed with that particular podcast, but it will be Abby and Michelle, another friend of ours, doing this podcast, and we're still trying to find out a name for it and also a time to tape it. So we're working on that. I think we do want to get the first one taped this week. That was an idea. So, you know, hopefully that happens. But I do know that she has her anger moments. And I think when all three of us get together to do this podcast, that Michelle will kind of have to be the buffer here. Because as much as I would like to be the buffer, for some reason, when I beat Abby at this competition we were having a few weeks ago, I forget the Qubits, I think was the name of the game. When I beat her at Qubits, she kind of went nuts. I think it kind of put her off her game and sent her into a little bit of an insanity. So I'm not sure that I can be the buffer now. And, you know, that's the way it goes. But you got to love Abby. She's my bestie. You know that term bestie? I still don't know what that means. Does that just mean best friend? I think everybody has a different definition for that term bestie. And I'm not really sure what it means. I've never heard a good definition for the term bestie. Well, apparently Abby is doing something right now. I'm getting updates, live updates. So she's going to call in here in a couple minutes, it looks like. Well, this should be a real tour de force when she calls in. Because I guarantee you she's going to call in angry. I will almost bet the house that she's going to call in angry. And we'll have a whole thing. And I'll have to set her straight again, which I don't like to do on the air. You know, I'm just trying to have a nice little calm morning show here. But she'll come in with all this anger and kind of build-upness and pressure and so on and so forth. And I'll have to say, Abby, you know, calm down. It's not like you just lost again. And that'll be the way it goes. Now, some of the other things that I wanted to talk about last night. What in the world was going on in Iowa? We had the Iowa caucus, and I think Pete Buttigieg won, but I don't know. Something happened. The app went down, or the machines went down, or the electronics went down. I don't know what happened there. I was trying to figure that out. But here's my thing. I think we need to go back to paper ballots, because we're having a lot of questions lately about these electronic voting machines. And I don't know why we can't go back to paper ballots. Now, I know it would take longer, but maybe we can get more volunteers to count these ballots, because there's something going on where these machines break down or apps fail, and there's all kinds of trouble, and it doesn't look very good. Like that whole Iowa caucus thing Monday night did not look very good, that they had no results. Now, yesterday, we finally started to get the results and learned that the whole problem was because an app failed. Now, that should not be democracy, that an app fails and you can't get any results. That seems nuts to me. I think it's high time we go back to paper ballots. So I certainly hope that that happens. I've said this here locally, because we have had some issues locally with people questioning elections. And we had an election last time where there was a race where somebody won by one vote. Literally, one vote. Now, don't you think it might be time to go back to paper ballots? And as I say, I get that it will take a long time to count them. And I get that this is kind of a cumbersome process. But I'm not sure that technology is the way to go when it comes to voting. You know, I understand that maybe when you're ordering your fast food or you're at the grocery store, maybe technology is the best way to go. But when it comes to voting, you know, you do not want your vote screwed up. And we had all kinds of questions last time, because we have some new voting machines here in Marion. I don't think they're a year old yet. Where now they print out a receipt. And a lot of people, I was told, I was not there, I did not see this, but that a lot of people were walking out with the receipt that was printed out. And come to find out, the receipt, you have to turn that in. You got to feed that to the machine or your vote's not counted. So, you know, I just don't know that technology is the best here. If we just had a paper ballot, everybody got a paper ballot, and you just circled who you wanted, that would take all the problem out of it. You would know exactly who you're voting for. You would know exactly what bubble to fill in. You would know exactly what's going on. there would not be these gigantic problems where everything has to be shut down. And if the issue is time with paper ballots, look what happened on Monday night with the caucus. It took them a whole day to get the results. Now, if they had had paper ballots, I'm sure they could have had the results in less than 24 hours. So my opinion, something's got to be done, because we've got to protect the integrity of how we vote in this country, because so many more people are wound up about elections now. And that State of the Union address last night, holy moly, that everybody was posting something on Facebook this morning. You know what? I'm not going to get into the State of the Union yet. I might get into this later on this morning. I'm not going to do the State of the Union right now. So I'm going to leave that as the topic we have not covered. I think we've done all the others. Again, I want to thank the Ridgedale Lions Club for having me in last night. I certainly do appreciate that. We talked about Wendy's now serving breakfast, I think, as of March the 2nd. I think that will happen locally, as far as I know. We talked about Iowa. So there you go. I think we've covered all the subjects we needed to cover in this particular portion. And like I say, I'll save the State of the Union. And it's not going to be a political opinion that I'm going to give you, because I don't do that. I'm just going to give you an opinion of the things I saw on Facebook this morning and the things I heard last night when it was over. And I just, you know, oh, the phone's ringing. Wonder who this could be. Uh-oh. Here we fasten your seatbelts, because we're about to go to the phone lines here on the station, and it's 25 and a half minutes past the hour, by the way, and I get the feeling this is not going to be good, so I'm just going to say brace yourself right now, because we're about to welcome somebody to these microphones who was here a week ago today. How about that? A week ago today. Yet, no diet soda here in the studio this morning. Now, 2 weeks ago, this person brought a diet soda from McDonald's, a large diet soda, and I appreciated it. And last week they brought me a large diet soda and breakfast on Wednesday. Very nice. But this week, here we are at Wednesday, only 2 days left and nothing so far. So here we go. Let's go to the phones. My bestie, Abby. Abs, how you doing? Hi. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing, I'm fine every morning, you know, entertaining Marion here.
Yeah, with all these things that just aren't true, all these stories of Abby that just aren't true.
Well, here's what happened. You know, Abby, I didn't plan to talk about you this morning, but when I was driving in between 7 and 8 this morning, the show from last week was playing that you were on, the first hour, where we had more of a, more of a disagreeable conversation.
And I don't think it was that disagreeable. I thought we had fun with it, right? There wasn't a lot of disagreements.
No, I thought it was fun. I thought it was a lot of fun. And so I'm listening to that, and it was really the first time I'd ever heard it, because I was a part of it, but I'd never really listened to it. So I was hearing it this morning as I was coming in, and I thought it was really funny, because you just tried to disagree with me on everything that I said.
So, you know, if I say right now I did not, it's just going to sound disagreeable. So I really had a, bad situation right at this moment.
Well, listen, you've been on the show now, 4 or 5 times. People know you're disagreeable. I don't think that there has to be...
No, they don't think I'm disagreeable. I heard this caller earlier, and he was very much in support of me, actually.
Oh, you think?
I definitely think that he was, yeah.
What gave you that impression?
Because he was like, well, she just is defending herself because you were... mean to her all the time. I think he said something like that.
Now, how could I be mean to my bestie?
This is what I'm wondering.
Well, no, I don't think I've ever been mean to anybody.
Well, I hear you say a lot of unfavorable things about me, Scott, every day.
Now, what was unfavorable?
I'm am seriously so nice to you all the time. And then you're like, oh, she's mean all the time to me, and she's rude, and she's competitive, which isn't a bad thing, by the way.
No, I never said competitive was a bad thing. I just think you are competitive, overly competitive.
But I don't have anger issues with it.
Oh, well, you know, I what do you want me to say? I mean...
I would be so happy if just one time you told the truth.
Oh, But that's what I do here every morning. I tell the truth. I give people the news. I tell the truth. I tell little anecdotes from my life.
I know, and I feel like I'm a part of these anecdotes, and sometimes these anecdotes aren't exactly accurate, or they're just skewed to your memory of those or thought of those. I don't know.
Well, isn't that how we do things in life? We skew them to our memory?
No, not really. I like to just tell the truth.
Well, that's debatable.
Tell me one thing that I haven't told you the truth about. I told you I'm an open book.
Now, you know darn well that there are certain things. Now tell the truth about this. Now, here's a moment. Here's a moment for you, listening audience. Have you not come to me at points and told me to lie about things?
No, that's not even how it went. Really.
No. Now, be honest.
No, I did not say that you needed to lie about something. Because I know exactly what you're referring to, and that's not... I didn't say Scott lie about this.
Well, you said flat-out lie about it.
I absolutely did not tell you to flat-out lie about it.
You told me your exact words were, if this person asks you about this, tell them something that's not true.
No, that's not it.
Yes, you did.
It's not... That's not exactly accurate.
Well, what did you say?
Sure, but that's not exactly accurate. I said that project was a lot of fun.
That's not what you... See, now we all know that you're lying because clearly...
No.
Hey,
you
know
what?
You
know I can't elaborate, but that's what it was.
Right.
I know it was a lot of fun.
I know you can't elaborate about it, but I'm just saying you know that you came to me, and this is the point of the story. You came to me before this was about to happen, like 20 minutes before, and you said, if this person asks you about this, lie about it.
No, I did not say, Scott, lie about it. I did not say that.
It was pretty close.
I don't think it was. I think it was like, just make sure you know, it was a lot, you say it was a lot of fun.
Make it up, is what you said. Make it up.
It was a lot of fun. That's not a lie.
That, you know that's not what you said.
Yes, it was. Like, it was a good experience.
Uh-huh. So now that we know that you do not always tell the truth, and you've even tried to persuade other people not to tell the truth.
Now, you are making this sound so bad.
Well, you did. I mean, I'm just going off of the time I've known you.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. One thing, which was not even exact, you're making it sound so much worse than what it was in, like, the last, I don't know, whatever, five or however many months I've known you right now in this relationship, so whatever it is.
It's been a long time. Now, here's the thing, because we've got to get some things in order here. Now, we're doing a podcast. Now, I don't know if we've ever discussed this on the air. You and I and Michelle are going to do a podcast. Did we ever decide on a name?
No, but I'm so excited about it. And you totally did ditch us on Monday, by the way.
No, I didn't ditch you on Monday.
Totally ditch you. We had all planned. We had talked about it.
Well, we had said something about we were going to tape this podcast once a week, but I don't remember the date being set for Monday.
We absolutely said Monday, and then you just played like you had no clue what we were talking about on Monday.
Well, see, I did not realize that there was going to be such a fallout from that. I did not learn until yesterday that apparently there were text messages going back and forth after I had seen you Monday that I blew you off.
Yeah, you totally did blow us off. We felt really, left in the dark.
Well, you know, Michelle and I talked yesterday, and we feel that because there's some plans on Thursday night, so we obviously can't do it Thursday, and we need to get this this thing on the road, so Friday's the day. Is that good?
I think that'll work. I told her I could probably make it work.
Now, what do you mean, probably make it work? Now, what do you have to do?
Dude, I have, like, kids and, like, life and, like, stuff.
Kids and life and stuff.
Yes.
Now, what do you think the rest of us are doing? Sitting at home, putting together jigsaw puzzles?
Well, I think on your... Yeah, I mean, I think... Yeah, but basically, I think that's what you do.
No. So, Friday's the day. We're going to make this thing happen, and it'll be a weekly tradition, so you won't be able to put this in my face anymore that apparently I ditched people on Monday.
We can't, like, do every week on Fridays, though. I think I'm going to have to do, like, Mondays.
Well, we'll find a day. I'm just saying that we've got to be...
We found a day, and then you ditched us.
I did not ditch anybody. All I'm saying, I did not realize we were supposed to do it. I remember us talking about doing it once a week, but I did not know it was going to be Monday.
But you admitted on air that you forgot.
Well, I said that because I was trying to help you guys look good.
Oh, I don't know if we need help with that, to be honest.
Well, so did we have no name for this thing, and here we are.
We don't.
We're taping Friday. We have no name. We really have no premise at this particular point, except to talk about anything, right?
I think we can talk about anything. I think the premise is that we're just so different but alike, and we just always have amazing conversations.
We're so different but alike.
Yeah, we are. We all are, like, around the same age and, like, but at totally different points in our lives, right? Like, I think that's the kind of a good premise of the whole thing. So we all have different views on things.
We do have different views, and that's what'll make it interesting. But, you know, we've never had a bad word with each other.
Well, no, not at all.
No, and we do talk openly, and we do have a good time, and I think it's going to be interesting. But can you believe Michelle stood me up here this morning? I invited her to come in. I was going to give her the 2 hours. We could talk about movies. We could even talk about that hideous Dirty Dancing if she wanted to. And she did not show up.
I know. We were texting, of course, because that's what we do when you're not around. We text each other a lot.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you need to get a texter, Scott. That's just really all there is to it.
Is that what you call it? When I go to the store, I need a texter?
Well, I would call it a smartphone, but then I don't know how you feel about that.
Show me to the texter aisle.
Yes. Yes, that would be a good start.
So you were texting, and what came of this morning that Michelle didn't show up?
It's nothing. Well, you know, just like you forgot Monday, I think she just forgot today.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. I think she should have gone on there. I told her, I'm like, she would have been great on there this morning.
She would have been great. I mean, I don't invite people on here who are going to stink. I mean, you're the exception. But I normally...
See?
Well, no, I can't lie, Abby. I have to be honest. And she would be great on here. And Michelle and I would have great conversations because she's a good cook. She's a good person. She's a...
really? How much of Michelle... I think she's a great cook, too, but how much of her food have you eaten?
Well, Michelle apparently is supposed to bring this coffee cake sometime. Apparently her signature bit is her homemade coffee cake, and she told me she was a baker not too long ago, but I have yet to see any of it. But, you know, really, the only thing I've seen of yours is that god-awful gravy.
You are so mean to me.
No, it was awful. But I'm not saying that...
Oh, my God.
But it's not on you, because I just don't like gravy.
Yeah, right. Nothing personal about your cooking sucks.
Right. I mean, I think that's true. I'm not saying that, you know, it's you. It's me. I don't like gravy.
You say that a lot, Scott.
I do say that a lot. It's not you, it's me. That's, you know... We must never see each other again, but it's not you, it's me. That's exactly how you do it. That's how you close things down.
I guess that's one way.
That's a good way. So the point is that, so we got this podcast coming up. Now, what's the topic going to be Friday? We got to have some topic to start.
Right. I think we definitely need to do some sort of introduction, right? Like, we need to know kind of like where we're all at.
Well, people know where I'm at.
That's the premise of our group, I think.
People know where I'm at.
Really? Because where's that?
I'm sitting in this chair doing a show.
Closed off and unreachable?
Closed off and unreachable. That's right. I retreat every night and stay as closed off and as unreachable as I possibly can be.
Emotionally.
I'm an emotionally closed. You know, this is the rap. This is the rap on me for a long time. Is that I have no emotions because I am not. You know, I don't yell. I don't cry. I don't do any of those things. But I
think you proved that last week with your cat. By the way.
Oh, don't bring up the cat. My goodness. Why was that bad?
Why was that okay?
I haven't. Well. Listen, I'm not going to talk about the cat because I took so much bad publicity for that cat from you two. Gee whiz.
It's just the fact that you said you had no emotional connection to the cat after 3 years.
I didn't have any emotional connection to the cat after 3 years. I told you this cat was somebody else's. I would never have had a cat in my life. I'm not really a cat person. And this person passed away, and they were going to send the cat to the Humane Society, and I was helping clean out this person's apartment when they passed away. And I knew that the Humane Society puts cats down. So the cat looked pretty old, so I thought, well, I'll take this cat for a little bit, and then it, you know, will go away. And it ended up living for like 3 years and a couple months.
But let's be honest here, Scott. After 3 years, you should have at least named the cat.
Well, it had a name. I mean, I'm sure the owner...
What was it, though? You don't even know what the name of the cat was after 3 years. You could have at least given it a new name if you didn't know.
Well, I never really had a conversation with the cat, so I don't know that I needed to name it.
How do you live with something for 3 years and not have a conversation with it?
I've lived with people for 3 years and never had a conversation with them.
I totally believe that, though. That's
that's normally how I work. I mean, they come in for 3 years, they're there, but I don't really talk to them.
But you're totally emotionally available.
Well, I try to be. I try to be for others. I'm more of a problem fixer than working on my own
right?
emotions. Why? You know, but this is a girl conversation, though, because no guy would ever come up to me and say you're emotionally unavailable. But like every girl I know in my life thinks I'm emotionally unavailable.
Well, we're not all wrong.
Well, yes, you are, because I think I'm emotional. Listen,
I just think we are. Not every girl is wrong.
I have heard you and Michelle talk about very personal things, and I'm always there to talk about your personal stuff.
Yes, you're always there to talk about ours, but then you don't chime in because, I don't know, you don't name cats.
Well, I don't have any personal stuff to talk about.
Right. See, there's the problem.
Who needs that?
You do have personal stuff to talk about.
Well, that remains to be seen, but... So, do we have the title? Do you have a good definition? What?
And back to the podcast.
Right, yeah. See how we squealed the tires away from that subject. The point is, what is your definition of bestie? This could be a good way to start the podcast.
Well, I think that, besties are usually in like a mutual bestie relationship, and I definitely don't think ours is mutual. So bestie is clearly like best friend, best person, just your, you know, just a...
Well, who's lacking in this?
You, for sure.
Now, how am I lacking?
Our relationship is 100% one-sided. And it's basically like, if you bring me stuff, then you can be my bestie, which I didn't know that I was trying to be your bestie. You just named me that after the Diet Coke.
Oh, you don't want to be my bestie?
Well, of course. I mean, why wouldn't I want to be? But, like, you didn't tell me that I was going to be, or that, like, bringing you something was how I got that title.
Now here's what you should do, because I'll see you. Today's a long day for us.
It is.
So,
long day.
Okay, here's what you should do. You should bring me a large Diet Coke from McDonald's. I hope you're writing this down. A large Diet Coke from McDonald's and a bacon ranch salad with grilled chicken and ranch dressing.
But they're not high maintenance.
No, I'm just saying that'd be nice, like a mid-afternoon snack. And I heard us this morning talking about I like salads, and I know you're not going to whip one up at home between now and then, but you can go through McDonald's, you can get the large Diet Coke, and you can get the bacon ranch salad with grilled chicken, and boy, oh boy, we'll be just about as friendly as we can be.
But then what are you bringing me? Why am I always bringing you stuff? It's so one-sided.
Well, I'll see if Michelle can pick something up for you.
Yes, I know, because Michelle totally would, but this is Scott.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Michelle is a nice person.
But so am I.
Have you got any word from Michelle during this conversation? Because I just...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. What she said was, she said, Abby needs to bring her... Now, see, this, I don't know if this makes sense. A Mountain Dew to work from Taco Bell. Oh, maybe she wants to share a Mountain Dew with you.
No, because Michelle knows that I love Mountain Dews from Taco Bell. She's telling you.
Oh, need you to bring her. Oh, okay, I get it.
Look, see, Michelle is even trying to, like, give you words of bestie advice there.
Yeah, but I shouldn't have to win you over as a bestie by
well,
propping you up.
Why do I have to win you over? I wasn't even trying to win you over. I was just being nice by bringing you a Diet Coke that day. And then you tell me I have to bring you stuff. That's not a bestie friendship.
No, but, you know, it's kind of a dreary day outside. It's cold. It's snowy. It would just be a nice thing for you to do.
Right, and we're supposed to get some weather coming in this afternoon, I hear.
We are?
We are, yeah.
Oh, you're a meteorologist all of a sudden. I like it.
In my spare time.
So what weather are we supposed to get this afternoon?
Well, it could get, like, slick and stuff. I think we're supposed to have some, like, snow and some freezing stuff coming in.
Right in the middle of the day?
Yes, like late afternoon, early evening.
Oh, man.
Could affect the afternoon commute, Scott.
So what are we going to do? Are we just have to, like, bring sleeping bags and stay all night at the thing?
Hunker down.
Oh, man. Can you imagine that if we all had to... Well, it's coming. I guess I can't imagine that because we've got the podcast apparently on Friday. And then next Thursday, we've got the office Christmas party in February. Go figure. Yeah. Somebody screwed that up.
Yes. And then I think Michelle and I should probably come in Friday morning.
Oh, but to do this show?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if you can convince her because I think she'll try to get out of it. She was a little hesitant to come in.
No, we could 100% convince her. Like, how are we not going to recap the office holiday party?
Oh, you mean next Friday morning? That'll be Valentine's Day, wouldn't it?
Yes, so we can talk about all of your emotional unavailability.
What, has somebody gotten you a...
And, of course, the holiday party.
Has somebody gotten you a... what was it? House plant and Cadbury eggs yet?
No, that was hypothetical. It's not what I want. You said if it had to be flowers and candy, what would it be? It doesn't have to be flowers and candy, but, you know.
Well, I do have to admit, you did bring me some Cadbury eggs last week that were not awful.
Right. That was just Monday.
Was that Monday? I thought that was last... No, that was Friday, wasn't it?
See how time flies.
Yeah, it was Friday. You brought me some... Now, but I don't think you really brought them for me. See, this is where...
I did. Are you crazy? I was over at the place by my work, and they were there, and I was like, oh, I'm going to pick these up. Scott said he hasn't had these before.
Right, but you also got some for yourself. So here's what I really think happened.
Yes, I'm thoughtful. That's the thing. Like, I saw them. I wanted them for myself because, well, I was not going to get any at all. And then I saw them by the checkout aisle because that's why they put those things there. So I was like, oh, my gosh, these look good, and I'll get Scott some because he said he'd never tried them before. That's what, like, thoughtful friends do.
Well, what I think happened was you were in the checkout line, and you said, I'm hungry, so you grabbed two of them. And by the time you got to where I was on Friday, you said, boy, I really don't want this second bag, so I'm going to pretend these are a present and give them to him.
You couldn't admit for one second that I just was being thoughtful and nice.
No, if I believed you were, I would say that.
I 100% was.
What are the chances at this point of me getting a salad and a Diet Coke this afternoon?
It's really just going to depend on if I can get there and if I leave in time to do that.
Well, I wonder if Michelle would do it because, you know, she's awful nice.
Well, you know that she would.
Well, I know she would, but you, I want it from you because I'm trying to forge a relationship between you and I that is a bestie relationship. Now, Michelle and I, we're already besties. So, somebody told me you can only have one bestie. Now, is that true?
I don't think that's true, but here's the thing. Like, how come Michelle's bestie friendship with you doesn't ride on the fact that she brings you stuff?
Well, I think because Michelle and I like each other.
Oh, you don't like me?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. What I'm saying is that I think it needs to be coaxed along through time. Because
you are seriously, like, next level.
No, I'm just saying, I think that our relationship needs to be coaxed along, because sometimes you tell me to lie, and...
Oh my gosh, you were so making that sound so bad when it wasn't even...
And I did lie for you, by the way. I did lie. The rest of my life is doomed because of this one incident where I did lie for you.
My goodness, I hope your avid listeners know what's happening here.
That you're spontaneously combusting?
I am not spontaneously combusting. I've kept my cool 100% when you think you're going to get mad. That's the thing. You paint me to be this, like, angry person, but you just try to provoke me, I think.
No. Why would I want to provoke somebody?
Well, I have no idea, because I think you think that I'm going to spontaneously combust, and instead I just laugh.
Well, you're pretty close to spontaneous combustion this morning. I can feel it in my bones. I can feel it. So did Michelle have to tell you to tune in this morning, or were you already tuned in?
No, she texted me, and she was like, are you listening? I was like, I am now. And so then I turned you on, and I was like, oh.
So you didn't have it on.
I have another thing called, like, a job.
Well, I understand that, but I did not realize that Michelle had to cue you into this stuff.
No, well, she doesn't every day, but today was just one of those days.
You know what's interesting? I've never had the experience of driving around and hearing somebody bring me up in the, you know, on the radio. What's that like?
Well, I'm flattered, Scott, that you talk about me so much.
You're flattered.
I am. I feel like it's definitely like, you know, it just proves that I'm always on your mind. That's what it proves.
It's not you, it's me. It's not you, it's me. That's what it is. It's not you, it's me. But you know what? Here's the thing. I'm going to be looking forward to this salad and this drink later on today. And it's going to be a great time.
What are you bringing me? I forget what you said again.
I don't know that it really matters at this point because I probably won't bring it. But,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but you should because it's going to be a long day. It's going to be a cold day. And apparently there's some weather coming in from what I understand. And that's the way it goes.
All right, we'll see how that works out for you today.
But be nice.
Are you gonna say nice things about me tomorrow?
Yeah, if you bring me a bacon and don't screw the order up, a bacon ranch salad with grilled chicken and ranch dressing and a large Diet Coke today, and it's warm. Sure, yes, I will say you did it. People will be on pins and needles to hear about it. Absolutely.
And you're gonna be like, you know, I really do tell a lot of stories about her because she is actually a very sweet person.
I'll try. You know, we'll see, because I don't know how this afternoon will go, and I don't know how the podcast will go at this point. So, you know, it could get ugly. But
you do know the podcast is going to be amazing.
I think the podcast will be amazing, but we haven't put it in the books yet on when it's going to be. So it's a whole matter of that right now. It's a whole matter of, because today we'll probably try to get it down scheduled because it's already Wednesday, and we probably will have a conversation. Now, if you come in and, like, throw the salad and the drink at me and, like, here you go, now say something nice about me. Well, no, I can't, you know, I have to tell that story as it is.
Have I ever done anything like that?
Well, no, because you never get me anything.
Oh, really?
Well, we'll see today. Today's your day. Today is
your
day.
Your listeners know better. They know better. They know that I bring you stuff all the time. And that's, it's not to, like, be your bestie. It's actually because I'm just a nice person.
I think it's a little of column A and a column B, because who would not want to be my bestie? Because clearly we're growing closer over time. I mean, we work together, and now we're doing a podcast together, and now we've got an office party next week together, and you listen to the radio show now. You know, clearly the relationship is growing.
I agree, but I don't think that means I have to bring you stuff just to, like, be in good graces with you.
Well, I don't know if it's about good graces. It's just about being nice.
Right. Like, I'm just nice. Like, I just do things.
Well, you bring...
Not necessarily to be your bestie.
You bring it today, and it's a good... There's a good possibility we'll be besties.
Okay, great.
So work on that, and I will see you in just a few hours.
All right, Scott.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Abby Kroman. Now, it's a lot of fun when she calls in, for me, because you can always tell that she's about to spontaneously combust. During those conversations, which is interesting. Now, don't forget, the Charlie Evers Show is coming up this morning from 10:10 until 12 noon. You're not going to want to miss that for love nor money, because Charlie has some great giveaways today. He's got Smoothie King giveaways. I believe he's got a Jimmy John's giveaway and a Panda Express giveaway. He's also got the Jags Extra Large T-shirt and the Jags Koozie. So lots of stuff coming up. Also, don't forget visitation and funeral for our friend Marge Hazelett. The visitation will be Friday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, 930 Harding, the address, 930 Harding Memorial Parkway, First United Church of Christ, and the funeral will follow at 12 o'clock this Friday, February 7th. Boy, did I screw that up. Let me give you to that again. The funeral arrangements for Marge Hazelett. Visitation this coming Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., 930 Harding Memorial Parkway, First United Church of Christ, and then the funeral for Marge will follow at 12 o'clock on Friday morning. And boy, Marge was great. She just was a great part of this family for so long. You just can't go wrong with Marge. And also, if you want the full funeral arrangements and to know about Marge's career, go to my Facebook page or the WWGH Radio Facebook page, and you can read about the life of Marge Hazelett. So it's very, very nice once somebody leaves us to remember them in such a nice way, because Marge certainly deserved that. We do have some quotes. We still have movie quotes here. We've 53 minutes past the hour. We still got a little bit of time left that we did not get all the movie quotes yesterday. All right, I'll talk about the State of the Union tomorrow. I'm going to save that for tomorrow. So here we go. Here's the movie quotes we don't have. Elementary, my dear Watson. That's our longest serving quote at this point. What movie is that from? Elementary, my dear Watson. Hello, gorgeous. What movie is that from? Attica, Attica. What movie is that from? Sawyer. You're going out a youngster, but you've come back a star. Sawyer, you're going out a youngster, but you've come back a star. All right. What movies are those from? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 6 minutes left in the program today. Elementary, my dear Watson. What movie is that from? Hello, gorgeous. What movie is that from? We also have Attica, Attica, and Sawyer, you're going out a youngster, but you've come back a star. What movies are those from? Does anybody have a guess? 740-383-9944. Sounds like there's a knockdown drag out going out in the lobby here. I don't know what's going on out there. It's not a knockdown drag out, but it's a little bit of a heated conversation. 740-383-9944. That's where we are now in this country. All heated conversations. Everybody's wound so tight. I don't know what's going on. But I am going to talk about and I'm not going to talk about the State of the Union politically tomorrow. I'm not going to do that. But I want to talk about it in general terms, because there were some things that happened that really I don't understand. I just don't understand anymore. I don't know where we are as a country as far as it goes. So we'll talk about that tomorrow morning. I'll make a note to bring that up. And if I forget, one of you will let me know to bring it up, because there are some things that I do want to say. Now, what else do we have going on here? Oh, do want to remind everybody of the Valentine's Day Spaghetti Dinner, Morrill United Methodist Church, 206 West Neff Street in Morrill, Ohio, Wednesday, February 12th, 5 to 7 p.m. $6 for adults, $3 for kids under the age of 12. Spaghetti and meatballs, garlic bread, salad, a drink, and a dessert. The event is wheelchair accessible, so don't miss that big event coming up at the Morrill United Methodist Church Valentine's Day event, Wednesday, February the 12th. We might also have a special guest on this program tomorrow. I'm not sure, I don't know if we have it confirmed yet, but you'll want to tune in tomorrow, because that should be interesting, to say the least. Also, and like I say, I do want to give this again, Marge Hazelett's, oh, maybe this is somebody with the right answer to one of these questions. Oops. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, on Elementary, my dear Watson, is that I Didn't Do It?
Not I Didn't Do It, but that's a good guess.
Buddy, I can't get that one. Okay.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Yeah, the quote is Elementary, my dear Watson, but well, we found out yesterday that it was Sherlock Holmes who said it, but the movie is not called Sherlock Holmes. So that's the difference. Elementary, my dear Watson. What movie did that come from? Now, Sherlock Holmes did say it, but that's not the movie that it came from. So let me know what movie it came from. Boy, I'll tell you, there is a conversation going out there in the lobby. I can hear bits and pieces of it. Charlie Evers this morning, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. And Progressive Life with Glenn Coble, 12:10 to 1 p.m. And then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m. in the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 5:10 or 6:10 until 7 p.m. Now, our other quotes, like I say, Elementary, My Dear Watson, what was that from? Hello, Gorgeous. I thought somebody would get that. That was a popular movie in its time. Attica, Attica, where did that come from? And Sawyer, You're Going Out a Youngster, But You're Coming Back a Star. What movie did that come from? 740-383-9944. 2 minutes left in the broadcast today. But again, we'll be back tomorrow. And again, I do want to thank the Ridgedale Lions for having me in last night. That was a lot of fun. Not a better group of guys you will find, doing great group things in the community. And I certainly enjoyed being with them last night at Ridgedale. Great food, great event, all around good time. The Ridgedale Lions Club. And I hope they invite me back sometime, because it was just that, a lot of fun. So there you have it. Well, I'm about done for the day. I hope you stay tuned to WWGH Radio. And remember, check out the website. A lot of work goes into the website, Adam Lepp. WWGH1071.com. Let's get another guest here in this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, is it the one Elementary, My Dear Watson? Is it Waiting for Yesterday?
Not Waiting for Yesterday.
Okay.
Thank you.
It is Not Waiting for Yesterday, but remember, Charlie Evers is coming up here in just about 10 minutes. He's got Panda Express giveaways. He's got Jimmy John's. He's got Smoothie King. He's got Jags extra large t-shirts. He's got the Jags koozie that we can't seem to give away. So all kinds of stuff right around the corner here. I'll be back tomorrow.
And Madge Cooper.
If you have a new announcer and he's not from this area, you make sure that on the air the first time. It is not